starters for tonight. Who are you going?
I forget. BK, I'm here for second place.
Pretty sure it's Earl, Jelly, Wally.
Who's starting?
Earl, Jelly, Wally.
Kurt's four.
Kurt?
And Wheezy.
Wheezy?
Yeah.
Okay.
No Robert, no Delonte, no Luke.
How come Delonte is sitting?
His back's bothering him a little bit.
Okay.
So just kind of more precautionary. But same thing with Luke. Luke really wants to go, but I think we're better off backing off for.
And then Robert with the knee.
Robert can't go. Robert's same thing. I mean, if he feels good tomorrow, he'll go tomorrow. But yeah, he's still sore from the other night, so we just shut him down today. If he feels good tomorrow, he'll go tomorrow. If not, he'll have like whatever it is, 3 or 4 days in a row off, and then he'll be back on Monday. But we're just, you know, being probably overly conservative right now, but just making sure. You know, Delonte could have gone tonight if he had to. Luke could go if he had to, but I don't think.
Did all those guys sit out the shoot around this morning?
Yes. No. Delonte went a little bit and it bothered him. Robert didn't go at all. Luke went the entire shoot around.
So he's getting accustomed to the
mask. He's got to get used to the mask. I don't want, you know, I just don't want to throw him out there. We may even dress him and if something happens to JJ or Earl. You know what I mean? I hadn't even thought it through, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I thought originally Delonte was going to play, but I don't want to play Luke. We may just dress him just so we don't get caught without a point guard, but I don't think we're going to play him. But we're not going to play him unless something happens.
What are you hoping to get out of tonight as far as the group that you're starting now? And then?
Well, just more evaluate the guys. Hopefully see some carryover. I mean, we just had a very good hour practice. I mean, they we got better just now. I hope the hell we get better tonight. I don't think we got any better against Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
We just got a little better this morning. They did a good job and improved on some stuff and did some good things. I hope we could say that after the game tonight that we got a little better also.
Okay. What did you see against Sacramento that you want to see the team get better with?
It's what I didn't see. I just didn't see good team defense. I saw a good effort and halfway decent offense, but I thought our team defense in general was not good. Individual defense, guys got beat on the dribble, and we had 28 turnovers, and we gave up 36 free throws, so we fouled too much on defense. We didn't rebound very well. A lot of that had to do with not being in position. They kept breaking us down. Too many fouls, too many turnovers, and not good rebounding. I mean, couldn't take a pick. We were pretty bad.
Mark, the debut of Kurt and Wally, what are you hoping they bring to the table as far as veteran players?
Well, you know, with them, it's almost like you don't even care. You just, today's the first, these guys have been through it before. I just, hopefully they can get out there and not get hurt, play 20 minutes, whatever they're going to play. They'll be fine. So I'm just really, this first step, just get one of them. I think Kurt wants to play both days. So Kurt might play a little bit tonight and a little bit tomorrow. Wally will play, I think, just one of them only wants to play one. But one of them's going to play just tonight. The other one will play twice. With them, it's just get them a couple minutes. They'll be fine. You know what I mean? I'm not even concerned with how they play. It just gives them a chance to get 20 minutes, you know, and get closer to being ready for the first game.
Are you going to try to get Kevin and Jeff on the floor at all for extended minutes and then talk a little bit about them dealing with the back-to-back?
Yes. It wasn't my intent necessarily to play them together. They're going to because of the group that we're starting. So they will end up on the floor together a bunch tonight, but that wasn't an intent. But definitely playing them back-to-back was an intent. Like, I hope they can get somewhere, you know, loosely between 20 and 30, but probably right in the middle to play them tonight and play them again tomorrow.
How's Kevin handling the heavy practice load and the NBA?
He's handling everything well. You know, to me, he's been great. He's practiced well. He's got a great attitude. And, you know, so far he's dealt with all the media stuff and all that very, very well. He's got, you know, both of those guys have their heads on straight for young guys. And I just think they come from good programs. They're used to, you know, all the stuff that goes with that. So, I mean, they're not fazed by all the media stuff. They're used to playing against good players, and so they've been fine. I mean, they're rookies. They're going to be up and down. Neither of them set the world on fire against Sacramento, but, you know, they're fine. They're going to play. A lot of the rookies in the league are not going to play. These guys are going to play, so it's kind of a different situation.
You think he'll handle, because it's been so high profile already, that he'll handle being the big show in town everywhere he goes on the road? I know, compared to when LeBron was a rookie, that was a big thing for him to deal with.
I don't think he likes it. I think he'll handle it just because he does a good job with that. We're going to try whatever we can to minimize that, but it probably will be that way everywhere he goes. And I mean, he's used to it. I mean, you know, it's going to happen more times now than it happened in college. But I mean, he's been, you know, I mean, he was the best player of college basketball last year, so he's used to the attention. He had a summer where he got a little bit more of it. So, I mean, I don't know. I can't say what he would say. I think, given a choice, he'd prefer it wasn't like that, but that's the way it is.
Do you have to do your best to try to deflect the attention from the media just on him, you know?
No, I don't think you can control it that much, to be honest with you, but I think we will do whatever we can to make sure that he's not doing 20 minutes of media after every practice, after every shoot-around. Just, you know, he's going to get it too much, so we'll do what we can to minimize it, but we, you know, he's going to get it. Doesn't matter where we go, he's going to be, you know, one of the guys people want to talk to, so that's just the way it is.
Especially the way people are, I'm sure, going to analyze his individual game, regardless of what the team does early on, but people are probably...
Yeah, that we can control. I mean, that we can just, you know, I can't control how people analyze it, but I mean, you know, we're trying to, kind of much the same as we're doing with really with Kurt and Wally tonight. I just want to get Jeff and Kevin minutes so they can get used to playing. And, you know, in another couple weeks or another couple months, evaluate him. We just got to play him. We just got to let him play, and eventually we'll figure out what they can do, what they can't do, and, you know, things like that. You know, the other returning guys, we're evaluating. We're seeing what they can do. We're maybe holding them more accountable right now. Those two guys just got to – they have to play.
So one more question.
If you're going to take the reins off, is it, I mean, are you going to do that with them on the court too, not just with minutes, but are you going to let them shoot the ball and you know, just go ahead and play and you know, get your feet wet? Is that?
No, I wouldn't. He's going to shoot the ball. They're both going to shoot the ball. They both are capable of scoring. So, yeah, he's got – I don't want to say he's got a total green light, but I mean, he's a scorer, so we want him to shoot. We have to figure out, he's got to figure out what he can do. We got to figure out what he's going to do. So, yeah, but I mean, it's not like we're saying, hey, go take 30 shots, and if we don't like it, we'll back you off. I mean, he's real conscious about playing in a team framework. He doesn't want to be different than the other guys on the team, which is fortunate, because otherwise it would really, potentially, it just could be harder to deal with. Our guys like him. They know that he's going to get all this attention. They know he's probably going to get a lot of shots, but I don't think it bothers him because they know what he's like, and they know that if they're open, he's going to give them the ball. So,
thanks, BJ.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, BJ. Appreciate it.